from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Parenting can be a hard and thankless job, and the stress can sometimes feel overwhelming. So the question is, where can parents actually turn to get good, solid advice? Well, Idaho Children's Trust Fund has partnered with longtime radio personality Ken Bass and his wife, Michelle, a licensed clinical social worker, to create a podcast that dives into these issues. Ken and Michelle, along with Roger Sherman, who is the executive director of the Idaho Children's Trust Fund, is joining us today to talk more about this new podcast called The Resilient Parenting Podcast. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Good to be here.
So, Roger, let me start the conversation with you. For folks who aren't familiar with the Idaho Children's Trust Fund, tell us a little bit about your organization.
So the Idaho Children's Trust Fund is the state affiliate of Prevent Child Abuse America. And our focus is around strengthening families to prevent child abuse and neglect before it occurs. So for us, that means really, again, strengthening families, creating the environment where kids can thrive, and really working with, you know, helping parents to, you know, again, create the best environment for their kids so that, you know, so that abuse and neglect never occur.
So, Roger, how did you start this conversation about, you know what, we need a place for parents maybe to learn a little bit more about not just parenting, but that resiliency, right? So how did that conversation start?
Well, you know, I think it is, you know, the reality is parenting is an everyday affair, right? And it's not the same for everybody. But it is something that, you know, that we do every day, you know, as parents, where we play that role. And it just seemed like a podcast was a good way for us to start to provide a way for people to get in touch with it, to be reminded of some of the good things that are going on, both, you know, in their own parenting and then some of the things that are hard. And, you know, so the podcast is set up to provide some tips to help people become aware of organizations that are out there that, you know, could work with them if need be. And we're going to highlight people from all over the state.
And with that said, Roger, when this idea came about then, you had to find hosts for this podcast. So talk about that process of the conversation with Ken and Michelle and why you were like, okay, this is, you know, what we're looking for.
Well, you can't imagine a more perfect team, right? Because you have Ken, who is a long-term radio personality and somebody who knows radio. So podcast is no sweat for him. And Michelle then is a licensed clinical social worker, has the background on the, you know, on the material. And so Michelle and I kind of concocted this idea, started talking about it a few months ago, and then little by little rolled it out. It just seemed like, again, this is the perfect team. You know, they're able to provide some entertaining entertainment as well as, you know, as well as really important content for people to get. So it's, you know, it's easy to digest.
And bottom line, Roger, what is your hope for this podcast?
Well, you know, like you said in your intro, you know, parenting can be difficult and, you know, often people feel alone or isolated. This is a way, you know, hopefully there are multiple ways, but this is a way that people can get in touch with other people who, you know, care about kids and care about supporting parents. And so, you know, hopefully it's something that people will gravitate towards and listen to, you know, on a weekly basis or on a daily basis if they want to hear it more than once. We currently, I think, have about a dozen podcasts already in the can. And we'll keep doing this every couple of weeks for the next, hopefully for the foreseeable future. And, you know, there's a new parent every day. And those of us who have been parents for a long time, you know, also need that kind of shot in the arm. And, you know, a parent being resilient really takes a village, takes support.
Yeah.
And, you know, while a podcast isn't your best friend, you know, maybe it'll feel like one sometimes.
So with that said, I want to bring Ken and Michelle, I want to bring both of you into the conversation. So first off, you know, Roger, you know, told us a little bit about both of you, but tell us a little bit more about yourselves and what drew you to this particular project.
Well, actually, I was drawn in by Michelle. She and Roger talked and said, we need a goofy sidekick. I have one living with me. He has great dad jokes.
Oh, yes. Yes, he does. I get to hear him all the time. Yeah, for me, you know, when Roger brought this up, I was drawn in because what I do is in my career is mm-hmm. strengthening families. And when we say families, we're talking about all families. So there's lots of, let's say, grandparents that are raising their grandchildren now. There's single parents, there's, you know, divorce, all sorts of different families and parents that are just trying to just do the best they can with what they know. And so I do a lot of coaching and support with families, and this is a wider reach. So those urban areas that maybe don't have as many resources, it's amazing how many resources are out there that folks just don't know about. And so being able to bring them just little dosings of information and then some resources mm-hmm. and things they can do. It's just, it's amazing. And I'm so glad to be a part of this project.
Well, and Michelle, I mean, as a licensed clinical social worker, I mean, you see a lot of things. And when I said in the introduction that parenting is hard and it is thankless mm-hmm. and it is overwhelming, I'm yes. saying all that as a parent myself and as a parent that has a lot of privilege, and it is yes. still the hardest thing I have ever done. And
all right,
when
Gemma,
you,
let's talk.
Okay, let's, I mean, honestly, because even when you have, you know, that little moment where you're like, okay, I've got this, then your kid changes, mm-hmm. right? Like a stage changes
yes.
or I mean, and it is, yeah. and I feel like then you have your oldest child who is your guinea pig. And mm-hmm. I mean, I just have money set aside for therapy for him, but, But in all seriousness,
or you or the kids,
both, right? Both. But in all seriousness, I cannot be the only parent who feels this way, and this is based almost on a daily basis.
You are not alone. And I think that's part of the beauty of this podcast is that there are people that are just like you who are sitting at home thinking, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm doing. Or maybe like, what's happening now? I thought I had it. And now that what worked before isn't working now. Or mm-hmm. that, you know, Roger mentioned isolation. I see that so much just of not having anybody to talk to about it or be able to hear, hey, I'm not alone in this. So I 100%, you are not alone. And I think that this podcast really highlights that and then is able to really bring people to resources that can also help them.
Mm-hmm. And we learned from it too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We learned, yeah. I mean, so, we're a blended family, and we've learned things in our own podcast about ourselves. Mm-hmm.
And resources I didn't yeah. know about. It's been a beautiful thing.
So Ken, talk a little bit more about that, because you, as you said, are a blended family. You have adult children, you have grandchildren, you have a kiddo still at home. And, you know, I think sometimes there's this idea that, well, you must have it all figured out because you've raised these kids. They're doing fine. Right. Exactly. So, I mean, but honestly, as you've been going through doing this podcast, what has it been like for you as a parent to just take time to maybe reflect?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, we've been learning a lot. I think I've been learning even more because Michelle knew a lot about this, and I was learning from her. And then starting to apply that in my own parenting and looking back at how I parented before when I was a single parent. And it's amazing. I've seen a lot of growth within myself even since the podcast began. But I know there's a lot more to learn too.
Well, and I just like to add that besides his charming personality and dad jokes, he also brings, you know, he's not part of the social work or, you know, mm-hmm. he's not part of that what would you say, that space,
your circle,
it, my circle.
Yeah.
So he really brings like questions. He keeps me on my toes a lot of times, especially when we're doing like the parenting 101, where we just are sharing a little bit of information. You know, he really asks questions because I'm in my zone. And so he's able to remind me that, you know, there's things that he may not know and mm-hmm. kind
there's
of
a lot.
Well, it's good. It's good because those are the things that our listeners are probably asking as well.
Yeah. Well, and with that said, you know, what about this idea of also giving grace to yourself as a parent? Because I think that there are mm-hmm. times where, especially let's say you're listening to this podcast, right? And you're like, okay, mm-hmm. I can implement X, Y, and Z. And you do mm-hmm. for like a day or two, and then mm-hmm. you lose it, right? Because your mm-hmm. kids do something that just drives you over the edge. And mm-hmm. and then you feel, then there's this guilt that you feel. And it's just such a journey as a parent. And I truly believe that the majority of parents have such good intentionality about wanting to do right by their children. And
yes.
yet there's this constant worry that we are the worst parents.
Yeah. And that we're not doing it right. And mm-hmm. yeah, that our kids are going to need therapy later, which they, I mean, they might anyway, but no matter how great of a parent you are, I mean, no one's perfect and there's no training manual for this. And even if there was, every kid is different. Every stage is different. I mean, you just kind of, you have to give yourself grace. And I think that's part of also the beauty of this podcast, because it is about that. You can try again, you know this and you're going to step in it. So how can you do repair? You know, how can you give yourself grace and take care of yourself so that you can try again. And I mm-hmm. think that is one of the most important parts of being resilient is being able to learn, but also give yourself grace and try again, because you keep building your strength and your ability, you know, to keep going. And it isn't for the weak. It isn't definitely enough for the weak of heart. I mean, it's brought me to my knees many times.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also the biggest accomplishment I think I have had. And again, pointing out that there's lots of different kinds of parents out there who may be finding themselves doing this now at the later stages in their life. You know, when they thought they'd be retiring, suddenly they're parenting again. And it's a whole mm-hmm. new bark. You know, ball game. So I think this podcast is like an old friend, like Roger had said, because the other part of this is if you know, need a letter, another pick me up, you can always listen to the podcast episode again.
Exactly.
And
well, adding, we also have show notes on the podcast,
okay.
which Michelle mentioned a bit earlier, the resources, that we find out about each person or persons we end up talking to, we get resources from them and we pass those on. So that's another way of finding out how
right.
to parent.
Yeah, I love
right.
that. Let's take a quick listen to a clip from the podcast, Resilient
okay.
Parenting.
So let's talk about the differences. Mm-hmm. The differences between encouragement and praise can be difficult to grasp for those who believe in praise and have been seeing immediate results.
Right.
Because if you, you know, say, oh, good job, you know, you might get excited and be like, aw, they think I did a good job. I want to do something else so that they'll be proud of me.
Especially if it's good job, here's a dollar.
I don't know. I don't think a dollar will cut it anymore.
Oh, that's true.
But, you know, yeah. money's money.
Yeah.
So what this ends up happening, though, is that praise is not encouraging because it teaches children to become approval junkies.
Oh.
So what they're basically doing is looking for external praise.
Okay.
External, like you did a good job, versus looking within themselves.
Okay. I have to say, I just kind of love that little clip about praise versus encouragement, because I think there's a tendency that we all want to praise her, like, oh, I'm so proud of you. You did such a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then remembering it's like, oh, but maybe what we should be doing is that encouragement part of it. So mm-hmm. that's just one little snippet, Michelle, of the podcast.
Yes.
But why is it important to point even things out like that seem so simple, but really can make a tremendous impact on your child?
Well, one of the, you know, when we looked at the design of the podcast, we wanted to think of things, I say dosing of information, because if you've ever been in any kind of training or podcast, like, you know, that has a lot of information, it's like a fire hose. So mm-hmm. we really want to have like dosing of information, like have a little topic and something that they can actually like take with them. And this particular one, it's something that I think all of us do or have had done. And so it's something that is a easy, once you are recognize it, are aware of it, you can change it and just try it on. So that's just an example of all the different things that you can learn on the podcast.
Things you've never really thought of before. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you're going, oh, yeah, maybe it'll expand your mind a little bit more to think of other things like
that. Yeah, you learned you're a people pleaser from that.
Yes, I am.
Interesting. So,
and I agree with you just to please you.
So, Ken, what has been the biggest takeaway for you doing this podcast so far?
The biggest takeaway? Well, I had to learn a new skill.
Radio True. And podcast are not the same thing.
Right.
Some people in radio do all the technical stuff. I was the one that walked away from the technical stuff, so I'm learning how to do that. The other takeaway was learning more about what Michelle is actually about and what she does in her line of work that maybe I wasn't totally aware of before. And it opened my eyes a little bit more to the actual parenting thing. And for example, that one little podcast there about praise and encouragement. And like Michelle said, I learned that I'm a people pleaser. It kind of opened my eyes a little bit to myself to start thinking about things that I do say to our kids and to other people. Even to the dogs.
Yes. Well, they don't mind.
Yeah.
Well, but that's such a good point, right? Because when you know more maybe about how you function, then because I think sometimes we bring, whether it's our own trauma or our own life experience, whatever, right? The good and the bad and the ugly, we bring that to how we parent.
Exactly. We all bring what we know. And then you have, when you have another person who also brings what they know, sometimes it can conflict. And so, you know, just trying to like learn a little, it starts with yourself. It really does. It starts with yourself. And that's why the first couple of, Parenting 101 was really about the caregiver, the parents, regulation and understanding about themselves to be able to then be able to show up in their best self for their children. And I just really quick, I'm just curious, cause I know you're a parent. If you, is there topics that you would be interested in learning more about?
Oh my gosh. That's a good question.
Don't you worry. Yeah. I got a pen and paper right here.
How to get through the, how, you know, I have to say, everyone always told me that the teenage years are terrible and awful. And I have to say, I mean, knock on wood,
knock on wood right now. I can already tell you
right now. Yep. That I have a 16-year-old and I have to say, yes, there are moments where he drives me crazy. Yeah. I have really enjoyed those teenage years because it's almost like we're seeing all of our work kind of come to fruition and he's an actual person. Like he's an actual person. Like, I mean, not, I mean, but he's, but all of a sudden you see them becoming who they are. And yeah. I find that just so fascinating. It doesn't mean that it's not difficult. I find the middle school years to be I feel like it is mental warfare. It is emotional and mental warfare. Mm-hmm. And it's not just with your child, but it's with your schools. I don't know what it is about the middle school years. It is so difficult. And I would love to know more about how to navigate those middle school years, because I think sometimes we focus more on the little kids and then we focus on the teenage years. And I feel like there is this space, like when puberty hits, that I just don't feel like there's a lot of resources. So that would be one thing. The other thing another thing, I'm a boy mom, so I am biased. But I would love to know more about diving into implicit bias in the schools when it comes to how boys learn versus how girls learn.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So
that was a good question. Ask more. Was that praise versus encouragement?
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
I like it. I like that.
What I put up with.
Every day, right, Michelle? I know. Every day.
And you all just get a glimpse of it on a 20-minute podcast.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank both of you so much for taking time to talk with us about this. Such a necessary topic and really a space for parents to just be able to know that we're all doing the best that we can. So my sincere thanks to Roger Sherman, the executive director of the Idaho Children's Trust Fund, and Ken and Michelle Bass, who are the hosts of the podcast Resilient Parenting. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.